Thank you for being here today. Aye.
Mills?
Let me put a couple of things in context and talk about some things that maybe we as a community can do ahead and that I'm committed to when I'll be a private citizen and activist again. First, a long time ago, the city of Portland annexed East Portland, inheriting more streets. We had some already in the city that were designed by a previous generation of traffic engineers for automotive convenience and speed. That was the design philosophy that Division Street was built to. It was wrong, but it now falls to us to correct that wrong, not just on Division. And that's been expressed very well today. Over the years that I've been involved in deliberations in this room, city councils, including this one, have understood that we are redesigning our city to make the pedestrian and bicycle rider and transit rider the first-class passenger, and that automotive convenience needs to be damped down in order to have the quality of life that we want to have. We all agree on those values, but we have a long way to go to make Vision Zero and those values real. There's some people doing great work, and Captain Krebs is here from the Traffic Division, and I want to say that when we convened that conference call the morning after these tragedies, Police Bureau of PBOT immediately started thinking about ways they could do something right away in addition to what they're already doing. And they're already doing good work, and I appreciate it. Obviously, we need to have more officers on patrol, and that will come, and they will need to be assigned to traffic. And that will be a decision for the mayor and police commissioner and for the council to make sure that we have enough people out there doing the work, because if there's an officer on the street, that's another way to stop something from happening, just like a speed camera is. This council went to the legislature and asked for that authority for speed cameras, and I'm glad we did. And it will make a difference. It is making a difference. Good friends of mine's daughter was killed at that intersection at Beaverton Hillsdale Highway where we installed this equipment, and there are a lot more places where it needs to be installed. Something that may have been forgotten but I want to call out is that Commissioner Novick, both in the deliberations about a street utility fee and about what our gas tax would be spent on, fought a long battle with some in the business community that said all this money should go to repaving. And people in this room, many of you as activists, argued that we should spend more on safety. And you made sure, Commissioner Novick, that a lot of the money that our voters approved is going to make our streets safer. Not enough, but it's a lot, and it's a good start. This council, I want to celebrate the decision that we made about Foster, because another case where the street was designed the wrong way and where the community had a good idea for how to make it better and where not everyone agreed and where there was some noise, but we as a council did the right thing. So let me talk about what might happen in the future, because I think there's more work that this coalition can do. Obviously there is. One, Bike Loud, PDX, Apano, Division Midway, EPAP, Oregon Walks, you have work to do not just in this chamber. Let's make sure that our district attorneys are charging people who commit traffic violence with the most serious offense for which they can be charged. Operating a motor vehicle is a privilege, not a right, and if you kill someone by exercising that privilege, you've committed a heinous crime. And we need to make sure that our partners in county government, including the district attorney, share that philosophy. So you have advocacy work, in my opinion, to do there. Let's make sure our legislature gives us the tools to be the safe city that we want to be. So getting rid of this ridiculous requirement to go to dad or mom or whatever you want to call ODOT and ask them to give us permission to make our streets safer is nuts, and we need to get rid of it like we've gotten rid of a number of other state preemptions that were unhelpful. And then we need to find more money. It will be expensive to fix those streets that were designed the wrong way. Some of it can be done inexpensively, as you've said well here today. Paint is cheap, but of course paint has to be enforced. So there's a need for officers and equipment to make sure that it's done right. Finally, I want to celebrate both, Steve, your commitment, and our transportation director, who you hired, his commitment to Vision Zero. I know where Leah Treat's heart is on this issue, and I appreciate it, because you really do care about this, and you know that we as a community can and should get to Vision Zero. So this is a sad day with a deeply shared resolve among all of us here that we can make our city safer. Thank you very much. Aye. Let's take a 2-minute recess and then come back to work. Thank you.